You're listening to World Oil's Deep Dive, where you'll get to know the authors of technical articles in World Oil magazine and learn more about their company's technology and how it's shaping our industry. Now, here's your host, Jim Watkins.
Welcome back, everybody. We're here today with Vera Wibowo, who was the author of an article in the October 2020 issue of World Oil magazine. The article is called LWD Dual Physics Imager for OBM Applications Enables Real-Time Geological Characterization. So that is a mouthful, Vera. So before we get started on that, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background and how you came to be at Schlumberger, and then also your current responsibilities.
Hey, Jim. So thanks for having me today. And I'm glad to be part of this podcast to share this awesome technology innovation, the one that we recently have in the Schlumberger within the imaging, borehole imaging technology. My name is Vera Wibowo. I'm the global product champion in Schlumberger well construction measurements. I'm responsible within the geology, geosteering, and reservoir mapping domain. And the technology, the one that I will share today, is part of my geology portfolio. So I've been around for more than 15 years in Schlumberger. I was assigned in the different part of the world, from Southeast Asia, Middle East, and also in the United States. So I have done different roles in the organization, starting from I was doing the operations manager back then, the sales and marketing manager, as well as on the technical divisions. And now I'm based in Houston, in the headquarters of the well construction measurement. And I am responsible on my current role for the corporate strategy and the new technology development for LWD borehole imaging, as well as for geosteering and the reservoir mapping technology in Schlumberger. How to position them, launch them in the market, as well as to market them for the new technology within that domain worldwide through our organization.
Wow, that's a lot of responsibility, but it's got to be a lot of fun for you, right? Because Schlumberger is always coming out with new technologies and making things better. So it's got to be an entertaining job anyway.
Absolutely, yeah. In the sales and marketing, you're talking about next 3 or 5 years. Now I'm looking ahead what would the customer needs in the next 5, 10 years, right? So it's very interesting.
Wow. We'll have to do a whole nother podcast on that where you could tell us like some of the future things that are coming out, because that's the thing, right? It takes a while to develop these technologies, right? So you always have to have the pipeline, like I said, 5, 10 years out.
Exactly. You need to understand exactly what the customer needs. I need to listen a lot of the voice of customers and how we develop something based on what they need and how we bring the solutions to them.
Yeah, well, that leads right into the article, because tell us then about the motivation and the development behind this technology. Why did Terrasphere come about?
Yeah, so if we talk about the borehole imaging industry, for almost 3 decades, the borehole images have been widely used across many applications, starting from drilling, geomechanics for borehole stability, for reservoir characterization, and also the production optimizations. So one of the challenges that car operators have faced so many years is how to acquire the high-resolution images, specifically in non-conductive mud or oil bismuth. So a lot of customers have raised their voices that we do need the high-definition borehole imaging in non-conductive mud environment. Yes, the option is available with the other conveyance methods, such as the wireland. But it is not always a possible option. With more and more challenges that operator faces in their drilling environment, and the overall push, the overall driver to reduce the well construction costs, having it in LWD while drilling without taking additional rig time is certainly the ultimate options. Besides, with the other conveyance method, they are not always possible. It can be because of the operational constraint. For example, if you have the highly deviated or the horizontal wells, that will be very challenging. Or also, if you are facing the environment where your borehole, when you drill the well, is a very time-sensitive borehole. meaning if you leave it for a while, your borehole may collapse, you may have any other borehole instability issue. So that can be the challenges why the other conference method is not possible.
That's impressive, really. I mean, so the clients were saying, hey, we need something so that we can get this done. You guys take all of that together and you start working on it. So you guys must have a highly developed R&D group back there that's working on these things, right?
Absolutely, because that's the most challenging part, right? And when we talk about the borehole images, you know, like you talk about your camera, your television, the resolution is one of the key factors, right? The experience taught us that the geological features, because you want to mimic what you have, don't hold there, at the biggest resolution, at the most reliable technology. The experience taught us that the geological features respond better to resistivity-based imaging. On the other side, when we talk about the resistivity, the oil basement, non-conductive, they are not friends. The oil basement, they possess the barrier for the micro-resistivity imaging of the subsurface. So then here it is, Schlumberger invested on the new technology development. It took us quite a milestone, multiple years to develop this technology. So to get the simpler solution would have been to get the high definition in acoustic imaging or ultrasonic only, because that would take a much shorter time to develop and also much a simpler solution. But we realized through our interactions with the customer, through the challenges, the one that we see from the different characterization of the reservoir in the different part of the world, the acoustic image is not just enough. Both resistivity and the ultrasonic or acoustic imaging, they are complementary to each other. And by having both all in the high definitions in multiple frequencies, probably I will talk about this one later, no single geological feature could ever escape from our imaging.
Wow, that's impressive. Yeah. So yeah, let's get into that, how this works a little bit. You know, for me, as I mentioned, I'm not a technical person. So when I was reading this, yeah, I was pretty much lost a lot of the time. But so explain to us how it works, how you can put both of those together, how you can capture everything with this new technology.
Sure, absolutely. So TerraSphere, we call it TerraSphere, is our latest and greatest technology innovation within the borehole imaging domain. So the recent technology advances that we have, such as the photorealistic reservoir geology imaging, have made it possible for the customers to acquire high-resolution borehole images in oil basement well in the wireline logging, meaning this happens after drilling. When it comes to LWD world, no option were available until the very recently for acquiring high-resolution images, due to mainly the coverage constraint against the downhole environment and also lack of the contrast for the geological measurements. So TerraSphere, so let me now talk a little bit about the unique feature that this TerraSphere has and why we call it this dual imaging and what does it mean for the users. So TerraSphere is a high definition dual physics imaging. So meaning it has both high definition resistivity imaging and also ultrasonic imaging. So all of them are packaged in one single short collar. It's around 5 meter or 16 feet. The resistivity imaging has two sensors, which are 180 degrees opposite each other. If you imagine a collar, then you have two sensors opposite of each other, and they operate at four different frequencies. Why we want to operate at four different frequencies? Because this is one of the challenges, the biggest challenges, also the one that we face. One thing, we want to cover the wide range of the formation resistivity. When I drill in the Middle East, when I drill in the Gulf of Mexico, when I drill in the North Sea, they all have a different wide range of resistivity. On the other side, we want to make sure that we overcome the barrier of the oil basement itself, the non-conductive mat. And then the second physics is the high definition images. The great thing about this is that we made this operate at the two different frequencies. We have four sensors, which are 90 degrees spaced over each other. We want to make sure that we account the variations of the mud density, which is the MudWeed. We want to make sure that we can operate in the wide range of the MudWeed that every single operator may operate with, as well as the potential borehole rugosity while drilling. So this enables the feature identifications of the subtle variations in the texture, structure, sedimentation, as well as the genesis style. It's quite a lot of things to digest, Jim, but that's what we have in a package in one single color. And you can get everything. Everything is in high definition in a multiple frequency. So the wide range of the environment coverage.
Yeah, no, that's impressive. And it saves the need, right? Like one of the things you call out on page 18 of the October 2020 issue in the article is you have a very good, or you reference figure 2, which shows a comparison between wireline and TerraSphere, right? And the images you get off of that. So that image is actually on page 19. Let's look at that together. And for everybody who's following along, just listening, definitely go back and check out the October 2020 issue on page 19 to look at these images. Because, I mean, me as a non-technical person looking at them, I think it's impressive. But tell us what we're looking at that image.
So if you look into that image, the one that all of you can see on the figure number 2, that image was actually acquired during our early stage development of the tool. From the left to right, the first track is the normal gamma ray track. And then the first two images, the one that you can see, the image track, the first two images is actually coming from the wireline image. When the first time we tested the technology, for sure, the operators want to have the comparisons towards the golden industry standard. That's the photorealistic borehole imaging with the wireline. And then the last three tracks, that's actually coming from the TerraSphere. So the last three tracks we have on the first two tracks is the resistivity imaging. And then on the last track, then we have the ultrasonic imaging. So this whole image actually depicts the 30-foot interval of the sand shells layering. So you can see clearly the layering on the resistivity image, the one that you can see on both, on the both conference, either with the wireline or also the LWD images. You can see a series of the thin beds in the shellier faces. And also, in addition, at the bottom, you can also see the erosive surface is present at the base of the sand. You can see around 252 feet, which is the last two grade below the 250. And then the overlying sands are clearly cross-bedded. So another thing, the one that I want to emphasize here, the resistivity image depicted very well the layering, which may not be necessarily possible in the ultrasonic image as what you can see on the last track. But if you see like the V sign, the fracture sign, the ultrasonic image, they depict it in a better way. So that's why I keep saying that having both images is very important because they are complementary to each other. If you only have the ultrasonic images, there are a lot of things, the one that you may have missed. And then if you only have the resistivity imaging only, then you may miss something else. So having both of them, everything high definition, complementary to each other, and you have all of the frequencies, the one that you can look at, there is nothing, the one that wireline conference can offer that LWD cannot offer with this newly developed high-definition dual physics imaging.
Yeah, no, those images are impressive. I really recommend everybody take a second, go find that October 2020 issue on page 19 and look at those. So now, in order to develop this, I mean, we already talked a little bit about how it works, but what were some of the challenges that had to be overcome in order to make all of this work together?
Yeah, absolutely, Jim. If not, it took us multiple years, multiple milestones to be able to develop this. So on all of the sensors, the one that I described earlier, when I talk about how it works, meaning you have two electromagnetic resistivity sensors, four ultrasonic sensors, all of those will have to be fitted in one single collar. And the shorter the collar, then the better it is for the driller, right? Normally, the driller, they don't want to have something long, something huge, because that may become a barrier of the drilling process later on. At the same time, they also have to meet the need of the drilling operations while delivering the quality required for the measurements. So as with the other LWD tool, the one that you use it while drilling, there is a limited space within the collar for sensors and electronic boards. The resistivity sensors, they are positioned on the stabilizers because they have to minimize the standoff between the tool and the borehole wall, which equates to the least amount of the resistive mud that the electromagnetic signal can pass through.
Yeah, that's crazy, right? But that makes total sense to me now, even a non-technical guy, right? If you have them on the stabilizers, then there's less oil-based mud between them and the wall, basically,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. That's why I keep saying how to break the barrier of this oil-based mud itself, right?
Yeah, exactly. But if you have them on the stabilizers, that puts them in a rough position, right? I mean, the chance of them getting damaged or something is much higher.
Absolutely. That's why the way you position this sensor, the sensor certainly has a slightly offset with the stabilizer, a very, very small. And then you don't want the sensor to be the first one that got damaged when you have a very rough, abrasive drilling environment, right? And
right.
You have the protector, the certain material, the one that the peak sensor, the one that can help to protect this electromagnetic resistivity sensor. And it has two sensors, by the way. So if one doesn't work, you can still get the measurement from the other one. So they are diametrically opposed. And another key thing is also which frequency we wanted to use. So that was also the big question mark for the R&D team. At the same time, you want to break the barrier of the oil-based mud, but you also wanted to be able to operate this one in the very low resistive environment, because some of the operators, they drill in the low resistive environment. So the four frequency we use from the couple of kilohertz all the way to more than 100 megahertz to read beyond the capacitive drilling mud. So the range of these frequencies enable the apparent resistivity imaging of the formation across the wide range of low to high resistivity, meaning you can operate anywhere in any environment.
Right. And in the article, you also call out one of the challenges is that you have to do some automated processing downhole, right?
Absolutely. With the amount of the data, the one that you handle, the processor of the tools, it has to be huge to be able to handle all of this. And one more thing, the one that I must share here, Jim, imagine all of the data. You have several frequencies, a lot of data. And you have, the key thing is, what's the point of having the LWD tools if you don't transmit those measurements in real time while drilling, right?
Right.
Because when we talk about the LWD, logging while drilling, it's about the relevant time, about the real time decision making. So another thing, innovation, the novel innovation that I have to share here is how our team managed to transmit all of those high definition images in real time while drilling. Without, you know, you're not going to change the world. We know that majority of the drilling at the moment, we're using the mud pulse telemetry. So we want to make sure that all of this information, piles of information, can be transmitted on the surface with the current existing telemetry that we have, current existing MWD measurement well drilling tool that we have. So through the AI, the team created the compression method. Imagine like a zip file. So through the artificial intelligence, they created the specific compression technique to be able to read the features observed in the resistivity image. So you can still have all of this awesome data in real time while drilling.
That is impressive. And this has already been used. At the end of the article, starting on page 20, you guys go into four different case studies, right? So let's talk about those a little bit. Your first case study was with an offshore operator in the UAE, right? So tell us a little bit about that one and their problem and how you helped them.
Yeah, so the first one, the one that I wanted to share, is the one that in the UAE, this is for the offshore customer. So normally they drill a very long extended reach well, the lateral. So in this one, they drill more than 27,000 feet. They wanted to place a long lateral section through the most permeable layer of the carbonate reservoir. And they also want to avoid the high water saturation zones and map the possible faults. So then in the combinations with the other technology, the one that we have, we provide the solutions in combining the TerraSphere, the high definition dual imaging with a stethoscope, the formation pressure while drilling, to provide the real-time identification of the large flux, which will link with the high permeability interval. And this is also validated with another technology, the one that we run in the BHA within that single run. So it's very successful. Everything was run with the mud pulse telemetry, transmitted the high definition images in real time for the extended reach drain hole. I think we logged more than around 8,250 feet in total with this very long lateral section. Yeah,
that's impressive. That's impressive. And another case study you have is in Norway, right? Or somebody operator in the Norwegian Sea. They have some special challenges there, right? Because of the government?
Yeah. So in Norway, actually, we run it for the different operators. But I can talk about the general challenges, the one that they have there. The one that I want to emphasize here, in Norway, the government regulations, guidelines for the operators to mitigate the risk is getting more and more strict, right? They have to decrease operational footprint and at the same, especially in the sensitive area. At the same time, their challenges is more and more complex over the time. So using this high-definition imaging while drilling together with our other technology within the reservoir mapping and advanced the formation evaluation while drilling, so the operator in the Norwegian Sea, for the first time, they managed to run the comprehensive real-time geosteering for real-time geoscience petrophysical evaluation fully chemical source-free BHA. So this is enabler because we have the TerraSphere as well, the one that enable them to do the fracture identification in real time. They have several challenges. The other case study, the one that we have, is for the injected sign, where basically the use of the oil-based mud in the well, they prompted the operator to select the TerraSphere for the use of the EM resistivity and also the ultrasonic imaging. So this high-definition surface enabled the visualizations of the complex, very complex belter injectites. So TerraSphere delineated the thin and the non-constructed sands that was injected perpendicular and parallel to the shale bedding. So this, by having these dual features, dual physics, this removed the ambiguity on the conventional log responses and validated the questionable reservoir zones for inclusions in the completion design for them.
Wow, that is impressive. And saved them a ton of time, right? Because normally, if they were just doing traditional things, they would have had to put wireline down there, get another image to try to pinpoint that, right? So you save them all that time, basically.
Absolutely, yeah. So rig time saving. At the end of the day, you want to help the operators to achieve their goal to reduce their overall drilling costs, right? At the same time, without compromising any single objective on the petrophysical, geological, as well as geoscience evaluation.
Yeah, no, that's impressive. And to be able to package all of those sensors and have it all working, you know, in such a small package downhole, that is impressive. So, I mean, these are four case studies, but how have the overall results been? I mean, you've done more than four runs with this, I'm sure, right?
Oh, absolutely. So today we have run it almost in a different part of the world. We have run it in the Gulf of Mexico. We run it in the North Sea. This is Norway, UK. We even run it in the Latin America, in the Middle East, in Saudi, in the UAE. We have more than 70 runs with zero failures, everything flawless run. We lock more than 150,000 feet interval. With the operating hours, we is more than 6,000 operating hours today.
Wow. That is impressive. That's very impressive. So tell me now, you know, obviously this is going to cost more, right, than traditional things. So what are the scenarios, like operators who are listening now, what scenarios? I mean, is it when they're using oil-based mud and they want to do this? Or when would you recommend to an operator, hey, we have this tool, TerraSphere, I think this would be perfect for what you're doing?
Yeah. So again, we always want to bring the value to the customer. So normally we sit down with the customer to understand their challenges. So we want to make sure that the TerraSphere will help the operators when they have the complex geosteering and they want to maximize the production of potential. They want to optimize drilling operation through the fracture identification in real time. If they want to improve the reservoir understanding and ultimately save the rig time and costs in the drilling in the non-conductive mud, in oil based mud, without compromising all of those objectives and still having all of the best quality of data, getting it in real time while drilling, then TerraSphere is the ultimate solution.
All right. Well, tell me this. We have a lot of engineers and operating companies listening now. If they wanted to know more about this and the possibility of using it in their operations, how do they get a hold of you? What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Yes, we can always go to slb.com/TerraSphere. You can also find me on LinkedIn or contact me. My name is Vera Wiboho. If you search in the LinkedIn, or you can reach me out directly.
Yep, perfect. Well, then we'll be sure and put some of those links into the show notes here so everybody who's listening can just look at the show notes and get in touch with you. But thank you for taking us through that, because like for me, this is how I learn, right? Is by talking to subject matter experts like yourself. And it's always fascinating to see these incredible new technologies that you guys are putting together to help operators. I mean, you know, and especially with prices the way they are these days, you got to have every little advantage you can. And so this is obviously a big time and money saver.
Thank you so much again for having me today, Jim.
Yeah, well, you take care, and we look forward to having you back when you have some more case studies. Hopefully you get another article for us.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Take a look at today's show notes for links we mentioned in the podcast. We enjoy your feedback, so if you have any questions or comments, email them to deepdive@worldoil.com. Check out worldoil.com for the best oil and gas industry technical articles and news. And join us next time for another Deep Dive with World Oil.